you look even cursorily at the fruit of the Spirit, you'll note that seven are held in by two, one at each end like bookends. The two are love and self-control. Without these two, the other will not develop. And the Ten Commandments are split into four towards God and six towards our fellow men. Our uncontrolled nature is thrown into relief as we examine them. Human nature being what it is, I only have to say to you, don't touch that, for you to want to put your finger on it as soon as my back is turned, right? Anyone brought up a child here? Leave that alone while I'm out. Do they? I think not. So God gave just one test command to Adam, don't eat that fruit. And what happened? You fill in the blanks. Multiply that. He now gives 10 of the same. No chance. We're undone. This is where we really see what rebels we are. If you love me, you'll show it by doing 10 things. Give you one. Try that. First one for a start. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. Are you doing that yet? Answers on a postcard, please. The law, Paul says, just shows us we can't keep it. It's the schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. I love this rhyme. There was a young lady from Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They returned from the ride, the young lady inside and the smile on the face of the tiger. He who rides a tiger, it said, can never get off. And we ride a tiger. It's called our old nature. The Sermon on the Mount will reveal everything in us that needs to be changed. Every stiff-necked response, every refusal to change, every stamp of the foot, every petulant cry, every tantrum will show where the wellspring of our life really, really is. And it's little old me. And he knows what he's getting and he doesn't love us any the less. But he requires us to change. There is something we need to do, something that is our responsibility. Yield to his dominion. And in so doing, we regain dominion over ourselves and our sinful nature. Seems like a good deal to me. What do you think?